NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Newly sworn-in Attorney General Loretta Lynch said today she has directed the Justice Department to provide any assistance to the city of Baltimore that might be needed after recent outbreaks of rioting and looting there. Lynch saying she's been in touch with officials, including the governor of Maryland. Marchers have again taken to the streets today, but so far in peaceful protest. Meanwhile, Baltimore's Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake is defending her handling of the unrest, saying when the protests turned violent, she knew the city needed help. Rioting erupted Monday, hours after funeral services for 25-year-old Freddie Gray, the black man who died after being taken into police custody. Baltimore City schools were opened today for the first time since the rioting. Kenneth Burns of member station WYPR says students at Frederick Douglass High School are coming to terms with their own shock at the violence and destruction so close to home.
Frederick Douglass High School is not far from where riots began in northwest Baltimore. Student Deasia Ellis said she was puzzled by what she saw on television and never expected to see her peers or adults in the city participate.
I look at them as being fighters, but not being fighters to an extent of putting other people's lives at harm or taking advantage of our First Amendment, which only gives you a peaceful protest.
Deasia's classmate Dominic Carter said it was stupid for people to destroy businesses.
The people you're trying to reach to get them to change, they don't have to live here.
Hip-hop star Wale also visited the school. He wanted to encourage students and help them move past recent events. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Baltimore.
Supreme Court says judicial candidates can be prohibited from personally raising campaign cash. NPR's Peter Overby tells us the ruling applies in the 39 states that hold judicial elections.
Linnell Williams-Uley was running for a judgeship in Florida when she posted an online appeal for contributions instead of having a campaign committee do it. Florida doesn't allow personal fundraising, and now the Supreme Court has upheld Florida's ban. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's four liberal justices in saying there's a compelling state interest in preserving public confidence in the integrity of judges. And there's a, quote, regrettable but unavoidable appearance that judges who personally ask for money may diminish their integrity. This isn't the first time the court has set a higher standard for judges than for other elected officials. As today's opinion says, judges are not politicians. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The interest rate-setting Federal Reserve wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington, declining to take action on the short-term rates it controls. Economist Stuart Hoffman with PNC Financial Services thinks once more data is in, though, the Fed will take action.
If we see better housing, better auto sales, some further gains in jobs and lower unemployment rate, and maybe a little faster wage gains, the Fed will feel confident enough, as they say, to start raising rates.
Interest rates have been unchanged for more than 6 years. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 74 points. The Nasdaq lost 31 points. This is NPR. Testimony continued today in the trial of Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes. Police sergeant who responded to the mass shooting saying he saw a suspect lying on the ground in the parking lot as two officers arrested him and stripped off his helmet and body armor. Sergeant Gerald Jonesgaard saying the person was Holmes. Holmes was pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the 2012 shooting attack that left 12 people dead and 70 others injured. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty in the case. Former Illinois Governor Dan Walker has died. Walker served one term in the 70s and later went to prison for bank fraud. As NPR's David Shaper reports, Walker gained national notoriety before he was elected governor, playing a key role at a pivotal moment in the history of American political protest.
Dan Walker was a Chicago lawyer appointed to lead the federal investigation into the violent confrontations between police and protesters during the 1968 Democratic National Convention. The controversial Walker report called the violence a police riot. A few years later, the populist Democrat walked nearly 1,200 miles across Illinois on his way to upsetting the machine-backed candidate in his own party and the Republican incumbent. But as governor, Walker clashed with lawmakers in both parties and powerful Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley. In the late 80s, Walker served 18 months in prison for fraudulently obtaining bank loans. Dan Walker died Wednesday. He was 92. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
United Auto Workers, in a disclosure to the Labor Department, reports it has 816 members at the Volkswagen plant in Tennessee. The union's position could be bolstered. The UAW narrowly lost a union vote last year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.